Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have undoubtedly the leading election fraud expert, also voter fraud expert, Beth Harris. She'll be joining us Thursday or Friday, perhaps both days, as we get a clearer image of the election fraud clearly going on from Nevada to Florida. She's in Kentucky, where there's massive evidence of manipulation going on. She hopes she can leave tomorrow and go to other states. She hopes that the fraud isn't as big a tidal wave as it looks like it may be against the anti-establishment candidate Rand Paul. The website's blackboxvoting.org. And, of course, the documentary film, Black Box Voting, as well, preeminent on that subject. Okay, in the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left, you were going over the four levels of custody and the fact that Germany and others have just gone right to banning this outright because it's clearly just built for fraud. Please continue.
Right. Well, you know, the first thing, again, is who can vote, the voter list. That gets played with now because what they've done is they've consolidated it into a statewide database. It's not hard for database folks to look at that and parse through it. And so that is something that's really worth doing because it shouldn't be changing, especially right in the middle of the election. Sometimes it does. The second one being who did vote, that's crucial. It's becoming more crucial. As we start to clamp down on controls over what's going on with the machines, we start seeing them playing with these lists of who voted, and people are added in after the fact electronically or deleted out. That, by the way, that who did vote is so important with the absentee vote locations. We now have 25 states with unlimited absentee voting. Those kinds of locations rapidly rise to about 60% of all votes cast by absentee ballot. The key with absentee voting is you don't know who actually put that ballot in the envelope, whether it was an insider or an outsider. So that who did vote is going to become more and more crucial. Whether this chain of custody, whether the vote that was cast is the same as the one that was counted, that is the now you see it, now you don't. They come up with all kinds of gobbledygook about seals and this and that. Most of it really doesn't hold water when you have to become sort of good at, the person, the my cousin Vinny person who can see the magician stick it under the table. That's what you need for the chain of custody exams, because a lot of that is really just smoke and mirrors. And then going to the actual counting of the vote, that's where we get into banning the machines. You cannot see anything that's happening inside a machine. You can be the best computer scientist in the world, but you cannot see an electron. So we need to be able to have a public counting of the vote, which does not require expertise, and which is the original count, not something that happens weeks later, because you cannot really control chain of custody on something weeks later.
Now, you told me off air, you said you hope you can get out of Kentucky and go cover other post-election scams, but you're saying that there is a lot of evidence of chicanery going on?
Well, I'm concerned because in 2006, Kentucky began to consolidate everything toward this one private vendor. It just does Kentucky, and I'm concerned about that. And it also sends its results to another private vendor out of Florida. So they have a private vendor handle the front end, and then they have another private vendor tell you who the results are for. What they have going for them here in Kentucky, though, is a big lead, and it becomes difficult to plausibly tamper an election when the candidates are headed by double digits. So I do hope that I can, leave Kentucky and go to another hot spot. I'm sure there will be many. I'm going to have a lot of choices on my plate.
All right. Bev Harris, we'll talk to you on Thursday or Friday or perhaps both days as things break. And even if you've got time, for a 5-minute update, you've got our contact. Pop in if you're on the road or being harassed or whatever and need some media coverage. We're here for you. We really appreciate your courage and your tireless efforts. Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to her coming up later in the week. We've got the head of Alipac coming on with all the illegal alien voter fraud going on, the Democrats predominantly. Your phone calls are coming up and a lot of other news. The phones are open, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look at this little piece of news out of NDTV. $200 million will be spent on security per day for President Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama's visit to the city of Mumbai, where our own government 2 years ago staged the terror attacks. It's even come out that the CIA minion ran the operation. About 3,000 people, including Secret Service agents, U.S. government officials, and journalists, will accompany the president. Several officials, not servants, from the White House and U.S. agencies are already there for the past week with helicopters and ship and high-end security instruments. So isn't that just special? I want to get into the economy coming up at the bottom of the hour. Huge developments ahead of the big Fed announcement. They've already leaked the fact to Bloomberg and others that they're going to at least have quantitative easing of $500 billion. That's the Federal Reserve buying U.S. bonds itself. So that's total devaluation that they're signaling, QE2 risk, currency wars, and end of dollar hegemony. It's hard currency on its way out, introducing the new virtual world currency. Christian Science Monitor Got a big stack of all the latest election developments we're going to be covering. But I want to go to your phone calls first on whatever issue it is you're raising at 800-259-9231. But please have your comments or questions ready because I want to try to get to a lot of people. Derry in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I just want to call in and congratulate you on letting the people know the truth. For the amount of time you've done it, it took a while for it to spread into the Tea Party and to spread into the Republicans and some Democrats on many of the issues. And you have been one of the major reasons why this country has changed. I talked to you about 3 months ago, and it was the first time I heard it. 3 or 4 months back, and I was astounded, and I told you back then is when I heard it, I knew it was the truth. And the people have heard it, and they know it's the truth also. And we are just about ready to witness the greatest change since 1776. We're going to witness it.
If we keep their feet to the fire, and if we put even more patriots in 2012, we are on the right track. This is a real political realignment. They threw out the Republicans and put Obama in, and that really woke them up, that the establishment candidates, be they Republican or Democrat, are globalist, and we're going to repeal NAFTA and GATT. We're going to repeal all these gun laws. We're going to control our borders. We're going to abolish the Federal Reserve. We could even elect Ron Paul to the presidency. If we keep our eyes on the prize, we have the power. But it's just like a football team or a baseball team that doesn't believe they can win. It's kind of like the Cowboys, if you want to use a sports analogy. Many analysts, because I do follow this stuff a little bit because it's everywhere, you can't miss it, say the Cowboys have one of the best lineups of raw talent in the NFL. They have a better lineup than the Patriots, but they can't ever win because they've got a bad attitude and think they're losers. And it's the same thing for the American people. As we start to have victories, especially at the state level, people are going to realize that we can take this country back. And now all the issues that were called kooky are now mainstream, and at least Republicans are having to pay lip service to it. That shows how far it's come, and they're not going to be able to reverse things now when they get into power and call us kooks. People are now awake. It doesn't mean they have all the facts, but they're awake so they can at least get the facts. But I want to just say one thing, Derry. I appreciate you trying to give me credit for a lot of the awakening that's happening, and even Newsweek, Time Magazine, New York Times have all called me the prophet of the Tea Party. And they've called Ron Paul the progenitor of the Tea Party, because if you actually study it, that's where it comes from. But it's not Alex Jones. It's my audience, our AM and FM affiliates, the websites, my crew, the listeners taking action, spreading the word, telling people about the show. That's undoubtedly how you found out about it, Derry. It was through an internet link or a phone call or a video somebody gave you. I don't know. You can tell us. So it's all part of that process. I was once dumb as dirt 17 years ago, woke up, got involved 15 years ago, been on air 15 years. It's a process of reaching out to people with real issues, and they're now ready to hear the truth. How did you get awakened to this broadcast and then get awakened to the New World Order, Derry?
Well, before I go into that, I'd like to say I'd like to use a sports analogy also. I take it as you are the coach and we are the team, the hockey team against the Soviet Union, was it Miracle on Ice? And you just kept telling us we could do it, we could do it, we could do it. And eventually we started to believe. And once we believed, no one could stop us. And that's what you were. You were our coach telling us, bringing these facts to our mind. And, you know, like you pulled on the states' rights. And, you know, we were brainwashed. You know, we're supposed to accept this and we're supposed to accept this. You know, our government knows best. And you were saying, who are they? And then it broke. You know, you started thinking about it in your mind and you're like, oh my gosh, Alex right about that.
Derry, I appreciate all your very informative comments, but specifically, how did you first hear about this radio show?
Well, I was walking in the flea market and some lady said, hey, have you ever heard of Alex Jones? And this was back 4 or 5 months ago. And I said, no. And she goes, take this CD and listen to it and tell me what you think about it next week. So it was Don't Tread on Me, I believe it was, with a snake on it. And I took that home and I put that in the TV and I was watching. I was like, good gosh. This guy is right. Who is this guy? And so then I went to the internet, and then I started looking
but
at
it. But see, Derry, now you should start a website. You should get a local radio show on weekends. You should make films. I appreciate your call, because that's what's unstoppable, is that lady giving you that DVD, is you then tuning into the show and now waking up others in your area. That's what the globalists can't beat. Great points, Derry. Very exciting to hear that. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I have two videos for you that you'd probably be interested in. It's on YouTube. One of them is TSA supervisor busted for stealing from travelers. And basically it talks about how a TSA supervisor was stealing from travelers.
Well, you know, I've had stuff stolen out of my bags going through airport security, checking bags, and you open your bag up and stuff's been taken. I've had cash taken. I never made an issue out of it. It was only $500, but traveling money. Who watches the watchers? That's what tyranny is. When government isn't accountable, crooks all get in. They hire their buddies, and then you fall off the edge of the earth. But okay, so one of them is TSA supervisor caught stealing. What's the other one?
The other one is Blackwater mercenary gets away with drunken murder.
Drunken
the new
murder.
One. When he's drunk, he kills, I forgot that he was one of them.
Well, Jonathan, we were getting these reports 7 years ago after the Iraq had been taken over, that there were drunk mercenaries killing people, shooting up houses and cars for fun, using drugs, and now it's all in federal court. And people are like, our good boys of Blackwater? You mean the good boys that have moved over to the Middle East and left the U.S. so they can't be extradited? This is what happens. And again, people just have to understand, we have a corrupt government. Any government that tries to hire mercenaries, they're doing that so they're not accountable. Go ahead.
Also, I want to talk about you bringing that guy from Alipac to talk about legal immigration. Let me tell you why people need to understand why that Mexico was at one point controlled by the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And keep in mind, the Austro-Hungarian Empire was the Holy Roman Empire, and they looked into how the Romans knew how to divide and conquer. And
yes,
what they're using is counter-nationalism. They used this against Louis Kossuth, the Hungarian nationalist. They used Croats against the Hungarians.
Yeah, let me break this down for you. And again, it's not Catholic bashing. It's just the truth. The European Union was officially established in 1957 with the Treaty of Rome. That's why 3 years ago they had the 50th anniversary in 2007 for the EU. They didn't tell the public till 99, 2000, just like we officially had a North American Union in 2005, signed up at Baylor by Vicente Fox, George Bush, and Paul Martin of Canada. But it's true. The Catholic Church or the political system around it in Europe has openly promoted the European Union for a global government. And it is true that the Catholic Church is financing in this country open borders. And it is true that that's teamed up with the North American Union SPP move. And it is true that the Catholic Church at the highest levels is intimately involved. And look at the last pope always calling for New World Order and all of this. And it is a fact. But that isn't saying Catholics individually are bad. I mean, it's just like Israel's involved in all sorts of corruption. That's not saying Jews themselves are bad, or the British government's involved in all sorts of empire and corporate globalism. That doesn't mean British people are bad. The Chinese government's incredibly evil. Does that mean the average Chinese person's bad from China? No. They want freedom, too. But absolutely, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire and these French and Austrian and German princes ran Mexico and ran wars against the U.S., and that's what people don't understand. I want Mexico to have freedom, but Mexico has been fully imploded, and they want to implode the U.S. using Mexico as the detonator. And they teach Americans not to be nationalistic, but then the Ford Foundation finances Mexico to be hyper-nationalistic, and all Mexican school kids are taught the Southwest belongs to them. So it's not compatible with this country. That's the problem.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Okay, let's continue with your phone calls. We're going to get into the economy and more calls in the next segment and what's happening with the elections. Let's talk to Jenny in New Mexico. Jenny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a fairly new subscriber and a long-time listener.
And I just want to tell you my experience today with voting about 20 miles south of Albuquerque.
Okay, tell us.
Well, first of all, my polling place is on my voter registration card, and I had to go several miles to find it. So if I were having any trouble with needing public transportation or walking, it would have taken me hours. So they located it pretty far away from where I live. And when I got up there, there were no signs indicating that the elementary school where I was supposed to go was a polling place. So I knew, according to the voting card, that's where it was. Pulled in this dark driveway. All the lights were out in the building. And there were no signs, no arrows, no
nothing. Let me guess, Jenny, is this a more conservative or anti-globalist district?
I would say it's Democratic almost all the way.
Really? So somebody hit it. Mm.
Well, anyway, so what I did is I parked in the empty parking lot and tried the doors, and they were locked. And then I went around to the south side of the building, and there's the polling place. But it's completely out of sight of the road.
But I bet all the Democratic insiders, I bet they got tipped off to where it was.
Oh, yeah, the parking lot had a lot of cars. So this is at 7 a.m., and I went in, and I was just required to show my license. And here in New Mexico, licenses are given to illegal immigrants.
Same thing in Arizona. In Texas.
So the only ID I had to provide was my license and tell them my address verbally and verify that it was all current. So that was all I was required to vote. And then when I had examined the ballot ahead of time, but when I was looking at the ballot, I have to say that in the local elections, at least one-third of the choices had no Republican challenger. So about one-third of that ballot was... it's not to say that I'm a Republican. I'm an independent, and I split my...
No, but we don't want one party or even, you know, two-party, twin, you know, fake democracy. We want a republic. And people should have run just to be able to inject real issues into the debate.
Yeah, and so basically, one-third of my ballot was useless. There was nobody to vote for at all because there's only one incumbent. And only one choice.
Interesting report, Jenny. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Michael in Florida. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead, Michael. Okay. He's out of the room, I guess. Joe in Tennessee. You're on the air, Joe.
Hey, Alex. You've been improving, and I give you congratulations there. Just on the voting, the computers are here to stay. And my idea for the computers for the voting, is to track my vote like a UPS package. The system is there; it works.
It could be private. You could opt into it or not, and then it could be private that you could log in and see what your vote was according to the voter number that you were given. It could be total anonymity. Then you could log in with that code and track your vote. That's a good idea.
Well, thank you. I've been trying to post that around here and there every time I hear about the voting machines.
Yeah, it's just your receipt number that's tied to your vote, and then if anybody messes with it, you're going to be able to notice that.
Yes. That's all I had for you today. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Michael, or Joe. That's a very interesting point, Joe. Josh in Illinois. Josh, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex?
Yes, sir.
I was just calling. Just recently got awoken about 3 months ago. A neighbor was coming over to me and was telling me about some of the stuff that was going on and was actually talking about the 9/11. I was one of the people that only thought that two towers had fell, didn't even know about the third tower.
Oh, yes, as people learn about seven, that's the big light bulb going off above the noggin.
Oh, yes, exactly. And then I started to look up stuff for myself, and what I was beginning to find shook me to the core. And I started telling everybody that I knew, everybody that I didn't know, trying to ask people questions, see if they knew what was going on, asking them how many towers they thought had fell. Well, then that wasn't enough for me, so I started a blog. So I had to get it off my chest, try to get people to read it, and still that wasn't enough. So in 2013, I'm planning on running for alderman here in the Madison County area.
Good. Give us your blog real quick, Josh.
It's Noble Blogger at WordPress.com.
All right, good job. We got to go to break. another person taking action, having their voice being heard, so we can show the world we are the majority. We understand what's happening, and we're not buying the fraud and corruption anymore. It's the beginning of the end of the globalist.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We've got a report up on PrisonPlanet.com. Aspartame causes premature births. That's been known for more than 20 years, but now there's a bunch of mainstream media reports on it, including major U.S. and British newspapers like the Mail on Sunday and other publications. So that is good news that people are learning how deadly Diet Coke and other aspartame-filled food and drinks are. And, you know, you can say what you want about this radio show, and we've got Media Matters attacking us and lying about us again today. And in the final equation, we're effective at getting people to question the system and to get politically involved and to not trust politicians and mainstream media. And that's healthy. Any way you slice it, any way you look at it, the establishment always is trying to discredit us, always trying to claim we're liars, always trying to claim we're dissembling the truth when it's not true. They are the liars. They have been caught lying over and over again. If I have time later, we just linked to a Climate Depot article about Al Gore flying on private jets around the world, leaving his car idling outside of events for hours when he gives speeches, being a hypocrite, owning giant homes all over the country and the world that have these huge carbon footprints. And Media Matters, George Soros' outfit, I've sat there with Media Matters reporters on the phone with me telling me that George Soros doesn't fund them. And then I can pull up the federal filings online where he gave the money to MoveOn.org, and then they gave him the money. Same thing. And they try to imply that, oh, Al Gore says he didn't have his car idling, and Al Gore says he flew commercial, not private, when it was local media that saw his car idling, and when most of the time he does fly private. It doesn't even matter. The issue is Prince Charles, with dozens and dozens of homes, scores of aircraft, a private train, it tells people in the news that you shouldn't be able to take a hot bath because it's bad for the environment, and that you shouldn't be allowed to own a car, and that you shouldn't be allowed to have more than one child. He's on record lecturing us. And then these guys, depending on which actuary you look at, use hundreds of times the carbon that the average person does. That's the issue. And they have this bizarre headline about Alex Jones launders story, launders false story about Al Gore. In fact, can you pull it up? I've got it here in my stack. I forget the exact headline. Alex Jones launders story? Like to make it sound dirty or something? Launders it? Because we posted part of a Climate Depot article and linked to it. That's now laundering? See, Media Matters is insulting their audience. They come out and say we're lying about this when the people that wrote it are not. We've looked into the story. And then they imply we're laundering a story to cover up where it came from when there's the link right there to Climate Depot, as if Climate Depot and Mark Moreno are dirty and bad. It's just pure deception. So that the few Democrats that are still asleep who read that website feel like they're getting the inside scoop on what's happening. And that's why the system, the establishment, the mainstream media, they aired another documentary attacking me Saturday night. I got calls about it and looked it up on the online TV guide, and there it was. Another big hit piece on MSNBC against yours truly about how I'm going to cause violence and how dangerous I am. Why do you think we're being attacked so much? Because I get up on air and talk about bisphenol A sterilizing people. I get up on air and read mainline scientific studies about aspartame causing miscarriages and low birth weights and cancer. I get up here on air and talk about sodium fluoride doing the same thing. I mean, you know, let's get past the mainstream media and the government's attempted demonization of Alex Jones and just ask yourself, I mean, did we tell you that they were going to devalue the currency? It's now happening. Did we tell you 11 years ago with economists on the show that derivatives would destroy our economy? Have I been selling for 11 years George Humphrey's book on the subject, Common Sense? I mean, it's common sense to know that if they don't just have fractional reserve banking for every dollar they have on deposit, they can loan out 10. But if they can loan out for every dollar they've got on deposit a million, are the bankers going to take over society? Yes. And then are they going to implode it once they own everything and then hold you hostage to bail them out? The answer is yes. I mean, this is not rocket science. I say that every hour. This ain't rocket science, okay? If a 21-year-old, that's when I really woke up, 21 years old, I'm 36 now, been on air since I was 21. That's amazing. So I guess I woke up when I was about 19, actually, a few years before. If I could figure all this out, the general public, doctors, lawyers, school teachers, auto mechanics, you can figure it out. But see, people choose to call it a conspiracy theory. Oh, if something's scary, if something has responsibility attached to it, it must not be true. That will ruin your society when you have that attitude. Letting a bunch of unelected, unaccountable private bankers run our monetary system for 97 years has turned them into kings of the world who are now trying to bring us into the next level of bondage. And we're here at the precipice and it's time for everyone to decide what they're going to do about it. And to not get divided and conquered by the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Media Matters, Keith Oberman, all of them trying to demonize anybody that doesn't want more banker bailouts, demonizing anybody that doesn't want to devalue the dollar, demonizing anybody that doesn't want to lose their Second Amendment, the bitter clingers. The only way the globalists can beat us is if they get us to fight with each other. And that's why they spend all their time attempting to do it. But it's not going to work. Sure, they'll automatically get weak-minded people to engage in all their hundreds of different diversions, but there is a growing core of people, got to be 10, 15% of the population, that is intelligent, focused, and becoming highly informed, who are going to go out and inform others, and liberty is unstoppable. We've exposed all their favorite tools of staged terror, of staged financial collapse, of staged fake environmental crises. We have exposed their problem-reaction-solution paradigm, and the globalists know it. Now, I want to go back to your calls, into more of the election news as it unfolds, as it develops. But I first want to briefly get into the economy that I was just foreshadowing a few minutes ago. I mean, look at these headlines here. We're talking about the end of the dollar as the world reserve currency. As the dollar begins to resemble the Mexican peso or the Zimbabwean currency, as we move in that direction, housing, gas, electrical, oil, education, food, it's all going to go up. That's a no-brainer. And now you hear food's going way up. Now you hear oil's going way up. Now you hear gold and silver are going way up. Silver, all-time high again today, going past the 1980 record. Why is that happening? That's like if somebody takes a gun, shoots themselves in the head, and then people wonder, why are his brains blown out all over the floor? As they kill the dollar, as this decision is being made to enrich and empower the bankers, as the decision is being made to do this, this is going to hurt every single person listening to this radio show. Unless you're a globalist. And they're having concerted devaluation all over the planet of every other major currency. This is the biggest transfer of wealth in history. The banker bailout, all the rest of the stuff we've seen in the last 2 years, that was only a prelude to what is now happening. And we've got to get out ahead of this now and say, look at what the bad guys are doing. This is how they did it. So we can stop them from using the crisis to openly set up their world government that we will then pay our taxes to. This is private global government run by the swindlers in the open. Fed poised for biggest decision in decades. This week's meeting of the Federal Reserve Monetary Policy Committee will be one of the most important in decades as it prepares to launch a new round of quantitative easing, an expanded round of money printing. But they don't give it to you. The spigot doesn't flow to you. It's bad enough to print money and give it to people. This, they're hoarding it and using it to buy things up with it as they devalue it, and you and I have got to pay it back in taxes. They devalue the currency. They get our money to buy everything up as they kill the currency, and then they move it to the new global currency for the next phase in the Ponzi scheme, and then we've got to pay off these tens of trillions to them. and pay them taxes to back the new currency. Their getting is coming and going and up one side and down the other at every angle. It's so insane. And if you can figure out what a slide ball or a speed ball is, if you can figure out what the I formation is, if you can figure out all this stupid sports stuff that at the end of the day doesn't matter, you've got a brain to figure out what's happening with banking. Okay? You're like, well, I'm not a fan of knowing how the world works. Well, you better become a fan of that. You better, instead of learning about all the baseball people and all the football people and what their statistics are, and I'm not talking to our general listeners, I'm talking to new listeners. You better make a decision. You wonder why we're in a depression? You ain't seen nothing yet. You better get up off your fat rumps and do something about this. This week's meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve's Monetary Policy Committee will be one of the most important in decades as it prepares to launch a new round of quantitative easing. It will not be a saving the world on Sunday night occasion. Oh, no, see, they're not going to save you right away. This is going to hurt. Occasion, like the meetings during the financial crisis, but only adds to the historic significance. The world's most important central bank is about to use quantitative easing as a routine instrument for monetary policy for the first time. And they're set to announce this in just the next few days. The case is likely to be derailed despite opposition from the FOMC, who feel that the risk of QE2 are too great. President of the Kansas City Fed, we're even having internal Fed fights over this, said that it's a loser policy that is dangerous gamble and is certain to vote against it. But those are non-voting members in the private Fed. It says Bernanke is set to carry the day and to go towards devaluation of the currency. Now, here's the London Telegraph on it. QE2 risked currency wars and the end of dollar hegemony. You know, you notice this is all over the British and foreign news and Chinese news, and the Chinese government saying, we better buy gold, it's over. But you read the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, and it's headlines like, inflation to fix debt. Oh, like they did in Mexico in the last 20 years? Oh, yeah, that really helped Mexico, didn't it? The Fed's QE2 risk accelerating the demise of the dollar-based currency system, perhaps leading to an unstable tripod with a euro, yuan, or hybrid gold standard, or a multi-metal bancor along lines possibly, said John Maynard Keynes in 1940s. That's how he described the end of the dollar system. China's commerce ministry fired an irate broadside against Washington on Monday. The continued and drastic U.S. dollar depreciation recently has led to countries including Japan, South Korea, and Thailand to intervene in the currency market, intensifying a currency war in the midterm. The U.S. dollar will continue to weaken, and gaming between major currencies will escalate, it said. The government, with the private Federal Reserve honchoing it, is slitting the throat of the country right now. Here's another one. Where does this lead? Christian Science Monitor. Now, you know, you try to talk to your yuppie neighbors, they'll still laugh at you because they were implanted over the last 30 years by little comments at sitcoms and dramas and movies and on the news that anybody that talks about a global government run by bankers is a kook. I had Lord Rothschild's heir on 3 years ago because he had a book out. We called the publisher and got him on. And I said, you're pushing a carbon tax. And he said, you're a kook. No, I'm not. Didn't matter. He was giving speeches every day calling for it. To our audience, it was part of the disinfo disdain to just come on and say, no, we're not. So, see, your neighbor can't resist this because they've been told it doesn't exist, and they clutch to the con. That's how Ponzi schemes work. One of the most common is to go to a country club. This is what a lot of scammers do. And they'll get one old lady to invest with them. And they'll promise her in a month she'll get 100% return on her $10,000. A month later, she gets $20,000. She tells her friends, four or five of them invest. They get 100% return in a month. That's the original scam money they had from scamming somebody else down the road. Then, instead of five old ladies investing, now 300 old ladies invest. And in every case, when the guy skips town with $10 million by paying out maybe 100 thousand of the rich old ladies in the first Ponzi scams. That's what the stock market is. When he skips town, the old ladies always, for several years in many cases, are still denying it and telling police what a nice young man he was. And it's the same with the banks and the government and Homeland Security. And you don't want to believe 9/11 was an inside job. You don't want to believe they've taken the death benefits of 6 million veterans and stole it on record. You don't want to believe the bank sold your mortgage many, many times over and scammed you. You don't want to admit the government would put sodium fluoride in your water. They'll shoot little kids up with syphilis. They'll shoot little kids up with live polio. Of course they did. What is it that you can't get through your head? But Media Matters says none of that's a problem. I'm saying don't trust the government. I'm saying get back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So I'm the bad man. And all these paid shills and feds and their camp followers operating as patriots out there who attack me through jealousy, through envy, through whatever, most of them are Fed controlled as well, because the globalists know how real we are, know how effective we are, and they're scared to death. Because if they don't complete what they've done, they're all going to prison. And that's what makes them so dangerous. They pass a point of no return. We're going to come back, talk more about the economy on the other side, your phone calls. Got another guest popping up in the last 30 minutes. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com, or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody wall. descendants, thanks to the renegades, free today.
So it is not a overstatement to say the United States has been in a long process of funding the empire, of being put into debt to the bankers, but now it is going to be imploded into a total third world cesspit. The taxes are all being raised. Government's taking control of every facet of our lives to make us dependent. We must say no to the global government. We must say no to the global currency. We must get involved now. And I'll tell you, it's time to support alternative media by spreading the word. It's time to support this radio show. It's time to get my films, which 9 times out of 10 are the vehicle waking up new listeners. It's time for individuals to protect themselves with silver and gold. Gold back up today. Silver at all-time record highs. Ted Anderson, we've only got about 3 minutes left in this segment, and I'm coming back with calls and election news. Give us your take on this open world government announcement, open announcement of dollar devaluation ahead of the Fed meeting and today's silver and gold offers that are the best smoking hot deals you can find anywhere.
Well, and Alex, I'm just going to say it real quick because the time is short. When you said that the kingdom was built by the Federal Reserve System and the banking community, they're kings sitting in our nation, which is supposed to be a nation formed around liberty and freedom, and they're the ones that are taken away from us. It's just a sad case to see that happen. I can just tell you right now, the offer that I'm offering right now is better than anything I've ever offered before. We are offering 3 silver dollars. The Obama deception, follow the Republican endgame. This is the perfect pack for getting started in precious metals for $87 postpaid delivered. I mean, you're getting 3 silver dollars. You're getting the best 3 Alex videos ever been out there. Brand new sealed videos so you can take the original copies and get these off to your friends. And at the same time, you get 3 silver dollars to start you out in the precious metals business. I just can't say there's a better thing for me to offer. We also have, obviously, the franc, the British sovereign. We have the creature from Jekyll Island. We got so many different things. You should just call us and find out what it is and what it's all about. But for $87 to pick up those 3 videos, 3 silver dollars, postpaid delivered, $87. Alex, that's just the best way to get things started. Plus,
well, Ted, let's do the math. You told me off air yesterday you're paying about $26 a piece or more for silver dollars. So that's silver dollars at $29 a piece is what people are getting them for. That's a great deal. 3 silver dollars, and then they get 3 of my hottest, most informative films on top of it. That's a $60 value at $19.95 a piece. So that's $60 off. And so 3 silver dollars, 3 of my hottest films, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You basically get the 3 films free and get a great deal on silver dollars. Now, does that include shipping?
Does. If you $87 is also going to include the shipping to your door. So,
and that would normally for 3 silver dollars and 3 films be conservatively about $10 in shipping. So you're talking about, let me see, 97 and then 3 films being 60. We're talking about close to $150 value, $147 value, correct me if my math's wrong, and then you've got free shipping, another $10. So you're talking over $150 value for $87. I didn't even know you were going to offer this deal yet. We just talked about it this morning. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The best way to get involved in the poor man's gold, silver, the biggest sleeper out there, 800-686-2237. 2237, the best deal Ted has ever offered. Stay there, Ted. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.